You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is spring election day here in Wisconsin. Polls are now open until 8 o'clock this evening, and we have election news and information all in one spot at wisconsinvote.org. Later this hour, we'll look at turnout trends from past spring elections. But first, let's get an update on what's next in the aftermath of the Mueller probe. A House committee is set to authorize a subpoena this week to obtain the full, unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. What questions do you have about the release of the Mueller report? How much of the report should be made public? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Tweet us WPR Mornings. Kyle Chaney is staying on top of these developments. He's a Congress reporter for Politico. Kyle, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great to be here, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So walk us through this. The Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says he's moving ahead with plans to press for this full 400-page report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and will try to do this with subpoenas. What's behind this move?
Sure. Well, so they actually set today as a deadline to receive the full report without any redactions at all. And they said if they don't get it by today, then they'll start that subpoena process tomorrow. Doesn't mean they will subpoena, but they know the Justice Department is not going to give them what they want by this deadline. Attorney General William Barr has suggested he'll give them a redacted version of this report by the middle of April, and then presumably there will be a big fight over how much of that report he's redacted. So the subpoenas are really to give the House leverage, the Democrats leverage, to begin that fight once they don't get what they're looking for from the Justice Department.
So once the subpoena process unfolds, who would be subpoenaed and who would be the ones doing this subpoenaing, if you will?
So it will be the House Judiciary Committee. The Chairman Gerald Nadler has the authority to issue subpoena. Now, the vote that the House will take tomorrow, that the committee will take tomorrow, is not to actually issue the subpoena. It's just to give Nadler the authority to subpoena at any time. So he can still have that in his back pocket and try to work with the Justice Department. But he's got it there, and they know he'll use it if they don't play ball with what the Democrats want.
So do we know if the Democrats on this committee unanimously support this move?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think this was the big shift with the Democrats taking the House, was they got the subpoena power that Republicans used to their advantage in the previous Congress. That this is what they wanted. They wanted to conduct oversight. They wanted to be able to use their power as the House majority to compel this kind of information coming out publicly, or at least over to Congress. So the Democrats will certainly support this move. Republicans will oppose it. They think the Democrats are being too hostile and aggressive with the Justice Department at this stage. But it will pass because Democrats control the committee.
So I want to make sure here I understood you right. You know, the Democrats had demanded this deadline today from Attorney General William Barr to get this full report. Is it fair to say that their wish will not come true today, that they won't get the full report?
No, there's no chance they're going to get that full report by today. The Attorney General wants to withdraw or redact four major categories of information that Democrats say we have every right to see. And so at the very least, they would get some sort of scrubbed version of the report that's not acceptable to them. And so we'll be in for a fight one way or the other.
So Barr has offered this scrubbed version of this report. Is that basically all he is willing to offer at this point?
It seems to be the case. I think they're girding for a fight over this, too. The Democrats make the point that Republicans last Congress received all kinds of sensitive information, classified information, things involved in the Mueller investigation while it was still ongoing. When they demanded it. So Democrats are saying, we want the same treatment. We want to be able to see all these sensitive and investigative files that Republicans got access to last Congress. So the Justice Department has been through this fight before with Republicans and turned over a lot of stuff. So it's sort of a sequel, I guess, to that fight.
So we're talking with Kyle Chaney. Here's Congress reporter for Political. We're looking at the Mueller report and the work by Democrats to get the full report release unredacted and what that process would look like. Kyle, what are Republicans in Congress saying about all of this right now?
So they're willing to defer to the Justice Department at this point. They say, look, Attorney General Barr is making accommodations. He's redacting appropriately sensitive information like classified material, things that might be embarrassing to individuals who weren't charged with any crimes. So let him do his work and let's see what he turns over. They all say they want the report too, as much of it as public as possible, as much as Congress can access as possible, but they're not willing to go to battle with the DOJ just yet.
Democrats are also looking to authorize subpoenas for documents from 5 former Trump White House officials. Can you talk about what's going on there?
Sure. So these are people that are connected to the Mueller investigation, people like former White House counsel Don McGahn, people who are like former Trump advisor Steve Bannon and communications director Hope Hicks. So these are all people who are in the Trump inner circle and have a relationship to all of these matters. So it's just another way for the House to get leverage and sort of force information into the public if they don't expect to get cooperation from these individuals.
So in the process of all this getting information to the public and this forced information feed, we've been learning about alleged abuses of FISA, the Foreign Intelligence mm-hmm. Surveillance Act. What do we know there?
So that's at the heart of a lot of why Republicans have had major questions about the Russia investigation to begin with. They believe that politically motivated officials at the Justice Department used political charge information collected by the Clinton campaign essentially to justify getting a surveillance warrant on a Trump campaign advisor. There's a lot of disagreement about that. Democrats think that's way overblown and that charge itself is politically motivated. But it has led to questions about how the FBI used its very, very sensitive intelligence or surveillance powers against an American.
Do you have any sense as to how the public is feeling about this 400-page report and access to it? Do we have any polling data out there?
Yeah, there's been a number of polls, actually, and I can't recall the pollsters themselves at this point, but there have been several that suggest that people want to see this. They really want to know. On all sides of the aisle, it's bipartisan. You know, it's, at the end of the day, this is the report's been talked about for a couple of years. It's been, become a political football, and so people just want to know, what did Bob Mueller find? What is the evidence? And I think people won't be satisfied until that happens, that, the president's claims of total vindication or the Democrats' claims that maybe there still is evidence of collusion in there are answered.
Since the attorney general released his 4-page summary of the Mueller probe, there's been a lot of back and forth between Democrats and Republicans over this full release that we've been talking about. So what should we be watching for in the coming days and weeks that might be significant here? And what should we filter out?
Well, I would look for, do the Democrats actually issue that subpoena? That will tell you a lot about whether they feel like they're getting any cooperation with the Justice Department. It's all posturing right now until they take the actual step of issuing a subpoena. And then we have to see, does the Justice Department give any ground at all in terms of acknowledging that Congress has seen these sensitive categories of information before? And that's, the Democrats point out, look, in Watergate, during the Clinton investigation, the Starr report, like the Congress got access to all of this material, and therefore, why should we be treated any different now? So does the Justice Department give any ground at all in that area?
Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
Kyle Chaney is a Congress reporter for Politico, and we've been talking about how congressional Democrats are demanding the full unredacted report on the Russia probe. Coming up, it is Election Day, and we'll talk next with a political scientist to understand voter turnout during spring elections historically. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.